2. Zaxxas. Ever since my loyal minion, Earl King, had headed off to see his sister, Titania, I couldn't help but think that he was going to fail me. Worse, I was worried that anything other than a straight-up confrontation with Garrett Andrews would not work. But Earl King was confident. He was loyal, and he had not failed me before. Still, it was frustrating that the galactic rules of engagement kept me from snapping Andrews like the twig he was. If I could just confront the man now, well, I sighed and shook my head. Perhaps Earl King would be successful when he headed to confront Garrett Andrews, something I could, unfortunately, not do yet, since his system was so very far away. I'd reach it in due time, of course, and then, well, I'd have my just desserts. Still, now was not the time for that. Now was the time for death, destruction, and devouring. I turned my attention toward the small trio of planets orbiting two rather insignificant stars and saw a surprising obstacle. The occupants of the system in front of me had turned their stars and planets into what looked like some sort of weapon. It almost made me laugh. I had met with countless systems that had focused all their ingenuity on a weapon, but never had any gone to this level of commitment. Even from here, I could tell that literally every piece of metal had been mined from the system and turned into a massive armada of ships, satellite-based guns, and a whole host of other things meant to hurt, maim, and kill. I suppose it had all been done to stop me, which they would be unable to do even with forces as grand as this. Still, I appreciated the effort. It always made it more fun when they fought. As I got closer to the system, a sudden whap! Zing! I was disoriented. And worse, I suddenly had a splitting headache. Loud ringing noises and flashing lights surrounded me. I probably should have been worried, but I was death, darkness, and destruction. I was a god among gods. I held up my hand, and everything slowed down. Then I readjusted to my surroundings. What had happened was now obvious. I had slammed violently into a sort of force field created by these people. And while I had been stunned, if ever so briefly, they had blasted me. A lot. And Zaps continued slamming into me from each of the three planets in the system. Huge, planet-sized beams of energy that must have drawn on the planet's cores came flying at me. That was unpleasant. That was, of course, in addition to the thousands of ships headed my way, all with energy weapons erupting from them. Just for fun, I reached out and let one of the energy blasts strike my pinky. "That hurts," I said, a bit surprised. "A little, anyway." I looked at the massive ships that had once approached me, though now that I'd slowed down time, they were moving at a crawl. With a flick of my wrist, I sent them tumbling violently back into the void of space. Then, I realized that it might allow some of them to live. And that was not acceptable. Where was the black hole in this galaxy? I looked at the map in my head and found what I was looking for a little over that way. I pulled the tumbling ships back. They'd bitten off more than they could chew by opposing me. And now I would show them just how weak and pitiful they were. I cupped and pulled my hand back over my right shoulder, careful to keep the massive ships I was holding in line, and then flung them violently towards the inescapable pull of the nearest black hole, while making sure to follow through on my throw so as to maximize the speed and terror of their deaths. I then turned my attention toward a Dyson sphere and kicked it far off into the void of space. Admittedly, it was strangely satisfying to feel my toe smash through the painstakingly crafted machine and breach the star itself. Sure, it wasn't a kill per se, but I was reasonably sure that with the star's containment unit breached, the occupants wouldn't survive long. I turned my attention to the other one and grinned as it seemed to hang there lifeless now that the first sphere was gone. It wasn't a threat at the moment, but what was? I glanced at the three planets and then, in a burst of genius, I knew exactly what to do. I reached over and grabbed onto the Dyson sphere, while being careful to keep from puncturing the metal shell surrounding the star too much. Then, I flung it at the closest planet. The planet crackled and erupted into an explosion of sparks and gases and flashes of light an instant before the Dyson sphere exploded. Both disappeared entirely from existence an instant later. Well, that was that. I turned my attention to the second planet, and with my godly senses, saw one of the tiny inhabitants on it making a very rude gesture at me. So I did what anyone would do in my situation. I punched him in the face. Of course, my fist was a bit more powerful than most people's, so really what happened next should have been expected. After reducing the impetus creature into paste, my fist smashed into the planet's surface with enough force to crack the thing in two. And because the planet was, ultimately, a barely held together equilibrium of natural forces, the resulting explosion shattered said planet into countless fragments of rock that went flying off into space. I turned my attention to the last planet remaining in the small solar system. It was the largest and had the most life. I had been traveling through space for a little while, and I was hungry. I looked at the planet and opened my mouth wide.